It's time once again to step out, step up, and step into the Coming Out Lounge, a safe space to be you and your truth with Coming Out Coach Rick Clemons. Rick's expertise in the coming out process has helped hundreds of men and women step out of the closet to live authentically as gays and lesbians. Freeing you from the feelings of guilt and shame, Rick's heart-centered approach is loaded with bankable advice and take action tips for living powerfully on the other side of the closet door. Each week, the Coming Out Lounge brings you heartwarming coming out stories, thought-provoking insights, and diverse perspectives for living out and proud. Pull up a chair and spend an inspiring hour in the Coming Out Lounge, stepping out, stepping up, and stepping into living your truth. Here's the host of your show, Coming Out Coach Rick Clemons.
And love, what is it really and who defines it? And who has a right to define who you love? That's what we're going to be talking about today. As we watch this battle of who has a right to tell each and every one of us who we get to love, as it battles out in courtrooms across the world, it's making headlines with all those politicians out there who are creating the political fodder about what we get to love, who we get to love as part of their campaigns for running offices around the world. And it even comes up in some casual conversations that we have in our local Starbucks and coffee shops. So let me ask you this. So who truly gets to decide who we're free to love? Hi, welcome to the Coming Out Lounge. I'm your host, Coming Out Coach Rick Clemons, and thanks so much for being here again with me this week, folks. This week, I want to turn up the heat a little bit and bring the topic of free to love right out to the forefront in our discussions today. And in just a few minutes, I'm going to have a really good friend of mine and a woman I've come to really admire over the last few months, Tanya Sandis, join me. And she's the co-founder of the Free to Love organization. Now, this organization is really doing something pretty powerful. It's waging a battle on who we're free to love. And the way she's doing this is she's going right to the heart of where we begin to formulate these ideas about who we get to love, how we get to love, and where we get to love. She's taking it right to the streets, into our kids' schools, and helping stop some bullying that shows up, whether it's free to love or bullying in general. Now, before we get to Tanya, I just want to remind you that if you're going to be sharing today's program with friends, if you're listening live, make sure you're tweeting out there. And we're using the hashtags and the tweets of #COLounge and #ComingOutLounge. And of course, my tweet handle is at Rick Clemons. And that's Clemons with a O-N-S, not a E-N-S, even though I'd love to make the kind of money that Roger Clemons did. And make sure you listen all the way through the show, because in about the third segment, I'm going to give out some bonus codes to win some of this week's prizes, which are really cool things that Tanya's brought to the show for us. And also, I'm going to be giving away something pretty special as well. But here's what I'd love to have you do. If you'd really like to talk and share this week on the show, give us a call at 877-864-4869. And to set the tone for the show, here's what I'd like to do. You know, it was Father's Day Sunday, and one of the things that I noticed was, you know, I felt really privileged to be able to be free to love my children just the way I was as a gay dad. At least nobody has taken that right away from me yet, and I hope they never do. But here's a question for you. If you were wanting to love your husband, your wife, your son, your daughter, or your mother, and if that right to love them was taken away from you, how would that make you feel? In fact, let's go step back one step further. Have you ever given yourself full freedom to love yourself? That love, to be free to love who you are, as you are, just as you are. Think about those two things. If someone took your freedom to love those you wanted to love as well as yourself away from you. This is one of the hardest things that I think for our community in the gay and lesbian community, the transgender, bisexual, queer, whatever you want that label you want to put on it. If we have those rights taken away from us, we've got to start with ourselves and start loving ourselves just the way we are, so that when that fight comes up and if our rights get taken away from us, we know that we can still at least love ourselves. So what if you were never given that right to love that someone special at all? Nope, you couldn't love them from the get-go. My guess would be it would feel pretty devastating. In fact, it would almost be like living, I thought about this the other day, it would be almost like living in a prearranged marriage. If you could only love who you were told to love. Now, I'm not, please don't take this as like I'm mocking cultures who have prearranged marriages, because that's not it at all. But what I'm driving at here is taking a stance on personal freedoms. And that's exactly what my guest, Tanya Sandis, is doing. In fact, what she's doing is she is taking a really valuable, heartfelt message onto our school campuses. She's taking it out to the world in a lot of different ways. And I'm so proud to be a sponsor of her program. Because what she's doing and the stuff that she's bringing forward to the world, using herself as a conduit and this organization to begin to change what's happening, is so powerful. In fact, she's taking what she's done in the entertainment industry and she's enlisting celebrity ambassadors for her cause and coming from such a beautiful heart-centered approach to really help in bullying. And her program within the Free to Love organization is called Friends Don't Let Friends Bully. And that's a very just powerful school campaign that I love what she's doing with it and reaching our kids right when we need it. So without further ado, I want to jump right in and say, Tanya, welcome to the show and thanks for being here with me today.
Thanks, Rick. I'm very excited to be here to share Free to Love with everybody. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I love it. And you and I, you know, we've been talking for weeks and I think we connected on LinkedIn or Facebook. That's how we started our relationship. And I just love what you're doing because I think it's just so powerful. And we're going to, in the last two segments of the show, we're really going to spend that whole half hour talking about Free to Love and all the power of that organization. But before we do that, I always like to let my guests get to share part of their story so people can really connect with them. And you and I have had some conversations around this, but I'm going to just let you kind of start telling your story. You know, how was it for you when you finally realized, hey, I'm stepping out of that closet door?
Well, it's really interesting. I met Tim, my partner, when I was 16. And at that point, I knew she was really special, but had absolutely no idea what that meant. To be honest with you, I didn't know anybody on my campus at that time that was gay whatsoever. But I knew that, like, every time I saw her, I was really excited. And finally, when we were 21 and 22, we got together, and it was like, oh, my God. You know, I'd always been with boys. Matter of fact, I was engaged to one. And Kim had always been with men as well. And it was like a really special thing. Matter of fact, I was so frightened at first. I was like, that was awesome. I'm never gonna do that again. Great, let's move on. So that was kind of our first experience. And then, as I mentioned to you once before, Rick, when we decided to have kids 13 years later, is when I think that it became very clear to everybody that we were a couple.
Yeah,
and there was, you know, nothing too drastic about it. It was really actually, everybody was like, oh, that's cool. And so there was no real dramatic story on our end.
Very cool. And I love your story, because what this shows is you can just be who you are. And then suddenly one day it kind of just becomes really clear to people that you're a couple. And I've always been one of those that really feels like you don't have to flaunt it. And I'm not bashing anybody who does flaunt who they are, because I think we all do it our own way. But I think the beauty of your story and kind of the way I even approached my gay life was, this is just who I am. And,
right.
You know, I hate to be crass, but go pound sand if you don't like it, so to speak. Because,
right.
You know, I don't have to tell you a whole lot about who I am and how I became a father or how you became a mother. None of that really matters. Here's the fact. I'm a gay man. I live with a man. You're a lesbian woman. You live with a woman. And oh, by the way, we happen to have kids. So this is what I just really love about your story. It's just kind of almost matter of fact in the way it's been unfolding for you. So,
yeah, it's actually really funny, because I think I mentioned to you once before too, it's really funny, is when you decide as a lesbian couple to have kids, then the story becomes like you've almost become heterosexual, because once you're at the park and you're not with your, you know, supposed to be husband, people are always like, oh, what's your daddy do? You know, and you're like, my kids are like, oh, I have two moms. And it's almost like it, our kids then read out at us, if you will, in the process, which I thought was really super funny. And then people saying, oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Isn't it? That's the favorite words. That's nice. So in your journey along the way, has there been any really huge aha moments for you as, you know, obviously as a person, but as a lesbian woman or as a lesbian parent?
You know, I don't know if, I mean, recently with Free to Love, obviously has been a really big aha moment. I recently lost my mother suddenly to cancer about a year and a half ago, and it became crystal clear to me that my passion has always been standing up for children and not tolerating abuse. And I think that was my sign right there. It said, you know, it's awesome you're in the entertainment world and it's really cool that you write books and all that stuff, but I needed to really follow my passion and Kim's passion on, you know, being advocates for kids and having kids.
Right.
And having girls and being strong voices for kids everywhere. And I think that was a big giant moment.
Yep. And that's exactly what we're going to talk about in our next segment. We're getting ready to go to a break here. But when we come back, we're going to just, you know, Tanya and I are going to start talking about being parents, being in kids' lives, being an active part of our kids' lives, and really giving out some advice and some tips of what does it mean to be a gay dad and what does it mean to be a lesbian mom. We're going to kind of do our own version of He Said, She Said on gay parenting and everything to do with kids and helping our kids survive in kind of a your mom and dad are gay world. So stay tuned. We're going to be right back, and Tanya's going to join me again in the next segment. And before we go, make sure you're listening for the bonus code. It may pop up in the next segment. Stay tuned.
You've been listening to The Coming Out Lounge, a safe space to be you and your truth with coming out coach Rick Clements. We'll be right back after these messages.
I look into the window of my mind.
Get ready to laugh along with This Little Parent Stayed Home with Ellie Loprete. Friday evenings at 6, 5 Central on TogiNet.com. This is a truly realistic, no-nonsense, tell-it-like-it-is method that will have you laughing and crying, surviving while struggling, and hammering away at the hardships as you travel through the greatest journey of your life. Get empowered by joining thousands of other parents who have also decided to take a leap of faith into a double career with longer hours and half the pay simply because of the love they have for their children. Together, we are rebuilding a new economy that will support us rather than enslave us. Never again will we have to choose between raising our children and earning to provide for them. It won't be easy, but it will be worth it. For more on Allie and her success, check out her website, OurMilkMoney.com. So come get empowered with This Little Parent Stayed Home with Allie Loprete, Friday afternoons at 6, 5 Central, on TogiNet.com. Is there more living for you to do? Yes. Start living inspired. Be here for Living Inspired with Tricia Goyer, Thursday afternoons at 4, 3 p.m. Central on TogiNet.com. Tricia will dig deep into topics that matter most to women, inspiring women to make a change in their own lives and to make a difference in the world, and maybe even deep within their own hearts. Tricia is a wife, mom, speaker, family expert, and author of 24 books. For more information on Tricia and Living Inspired, go to her website, TriciaGoyer.com. That's TriciaGoyer.com. Tricia's vision is to be the voice of hope and possibility for women of all ages. Her intention is to serve ordinary women by encouraging extraordinary things with God's help. Tricia expresses real life, real hope for real women. Is there more living for you to do? Yes. Start living inspired. Living Inspired with Tricia Goyer. Thursday afternoons at 4, 3 p.m. Central on TogiNet.com.
Welcome back to the Coming Out Lounge with your host, Rick Clements.
And welcome back, everybody. And yes, we are back to the Coming Out Lounge, and I am Rick Clemons, and we've got a great guest on the show today. And I just want to ask you, are you feeling the love? Are you feeling it all around us today? Because today I'm talking to Tanya Sandis, the co-founder of the Free to Love organization, who's doing powerful work helping stop bullying, as well as trying to help us change the paradigm of what people see as love in our world. So if you're listening, make sure you're tweeting out the Pound Coming Out Lounge or Pound CO Lounge. And make sure if you're tweeting about Free to Love, their handle is at @free_2_LUV. And finally, if you want to talk to us today here on the show live, the number to call in is 877-864-4869. Okay, we've got all that stuff out of the way. So before the break, Tanya and I were talking about living life and all that good stuff. And Tanya worked in the entertainment industry in Hollywood. And so we're going to bring it kind of home now. We're going to bring it home to what it's like to be a gay and lesbian parent in today's world. Now, most of you listening know from last week's show, the kickoff show, that I have two teenage daughters, 13 and 17. And of course, I always get asked this question, how did they take it when you came out of the closet? Well, here's my standard answer to most people who ask that question. I'm still their dad and they're still my kids, so it looks like everything's working out just fine. So, and I think it's kind of a cool way to kick off this he said, she said sort of banter back and forth with Tanya. So I guess let's just jump right in. Tanya, what's your best piece of advice for someone who is living their life as a gay or lesbian and wanting to be a parent?
Well, I think the very best advice I can give anybody is to love themselves and stand in the truth. Because once you do that, no matter what you do in interacting with your child or children in general, it's real and it's authentic, and it's the only way to be, in my opinion.
Right. Right. Now, we both, I think our kids are similar ages. I think yours are like kind of in between mine, like 11 and 13. So we're both dealing with the teen tween years going on. I actually have two teens, but one just became a teen. So is there anything that's cropping up for your kids right now with you being a lesbian parent?
No, the thing that's so interesting is my kids are so proud to have lesbian parents, because that's all they know. And it's such a non-issue for them. I mean, they're just so true to themselves, and it's just a wonderful experience. So it never really, if it comes up, then they just kind of explain it, and then it's a non-issue.
Wow. So that sounds like you've really kind of taken the lead of not making it an issue yourself, and this is kind of rubbed off on your kids, which is kind of the way I approached it too. I've always felt like if I don't make it an issue, then it's not going to be an issue, obviously, for my kids, and hopefully how they interact around this, it won't be an issue. Would you say that's kind of your approach too?
Absolutely. I mean, Kim and I have never, I think I mentioned this to you before, it's not, has anything to do with shame. It's we don't identify as a lesbian couple. We're just parents.
Right.
And like every other parent out there, we want what's best for our kids, and we give them the tools to do so. And like I said, if it ever comes up, it's just other kids are just curious, you know, what's it like to have two mommies? And then my kids explain it, and it's kind of fun to watch the dialogue, you know, and see, I never have to jump in. There's never a need, which is really a cool experience.
All right. So, you know, and I love my heterosexual brothers and sisters, but one of the funniest questions I get asked, and not so much me, because my kids are my biological kids and I was married, as everybody knows, so I don't get it as much. But when I'm in a group of gay and lesbian parents, and then there's, you know, the proverbial heterosexuals out there who are like really curious, the question we always get is asked is, okay, so what do they call you and what do they call your partner? I'm like, does this really matter? But so I'm going to put it out there, you know, just so, because I'm sure there's some people listening right now who have either sat in the shoes that I've sat in going, okay, I'm married, I'm going to come out, or man, I'm gay or lesbian. You know, the thing that's holding me back is I'd really like to have a family. Well, first of all, you can have a family, but curiously, what do your daughters call you and Kim? Do they call you mom?
Well, you know, it's really, Yeah, it's really funny because one of the things when we had kids is we were going to allow the kids to come up with whatever they come up with. And at first I was called from our oldest Araya, Mamo. I don't know where that came from. And then Kim's always been Mommy. And now I'm Mama and Kim is Mommy. And as a matter of fact, if I answer to Mommy, my kids go, "You're not Mommy." So it's like they're very clear, which is very funny, and that kind of comes from them.
Yeah, and I think this is what another piece of the puzzle. When you don't make it an issue and you don't make it a stumbling block, you move and groove into how you do this. You know, in my world, you know, my girls have two dads, and obviously they have their biological mother who's very involved in their lives, and we're one big family. And, you know, it's just so interesting because my girls call my partner Georgie. They never have called him dad, but they see him as a dad. And when we had Father's Day, they, you know, there was Father's Day cards and Father's Day gifts for him. But what I love is he's kind of that go-to guy. He's the one that, you know, they can talk to Mom about things. They can talk to me about things. But he's kind of that guy that they can go to when they have maybe that thing they're not quite ready to share with either me or my ex-wife. So it's really kind of cool. And it doesn't matter what title we put on him. He could be Dad. He could be Georgie. He could be whatever. So I'm a little curious. Do you ever worry about either of your girls being lesbian?
Oh, it's such a great question. This is hysterical. I have my nieces here visiting for the summer. And so imagine a house full of all girls, 14, 13, 12, and 11.
Oh, wow.
And the most wonderful thing happened yesterday. They were literally sitting out on our desk talking about various women in the, you know, celebrities that they wouldn't mind dating. And I thought, oh my gosh, I would never in my life at that age even thought about putting a girl into the spectrum of, oh, she's cute. Right. You know, I'd be all over, you know, whoever the hot teen beat guy was of the time. But no, I never worry. I don't worry about anything. I worry about my children finding true love, you know, loving themselves and finding the love of their life. That's what, it doesn't matter what gender they are.
Well, you know, and I think this is why you are so powerful in what you're doing, you know, and in fact, it was really, you kind of just led me right into what I was going to ask you next is, what do you think you've taught them just by your modeling and being the kind of parent and woman that you are about their values about being free to love people? What's important to them?
Well, boy, Rick, that's a whole other segment. I mean, from day one, Kim and I are a respectful parenting house. And we've taught our kids from day one to respect themselves. They don't have pierced ears because that's their choice. We let them know their body's a temple. We were vegan households. We show love. We respect them. We let them make their own decisions with conversation. And so from day one, I feel like we've given them the tools to make really wise decisions. They're so wise and so smart. I honestly don't worry for them. I actually come to them for advice when we're doing Free to Love. I say, what do you think about this? And they're full of advice. It's really quite awesome.
You know, I love what you just said because this is, and I love the respectful parenting thing. And I think sometimes as parents, here's the thing, whether you're a heterosexual parent, a homosexual parent, we all kind of at times get caught up in this, I don't give my kid enough credit. And in reality, the one thing I say to a lot of clients that I work with who are just coming out of the closet, leaving a marriage, who have kids, is your kids are more resilient than you will ever give them credit for. And how they react is so based on how you react through the journey you're going through. And once you can really get that piece that, you know, kids are going to make this. They're going to make it through, provided you give them respect, you give them love, you answer their questions on their level in a way that they can understand, and you give them the freedom to choose. And I love your example of they even get to choose whether they want their ears pierced or not. This is what we're talking about, which to me is the basis of your beautiful organization of providing people with the ability to choose how they're free to love whoever they want to love. So,
mm-hmm. Well, also
beautiful.
Just thank you, Rick. I mean, I think another thing is the whole aspect of free to love is literally we have to love ourselves first before we can be loving and kind. And I think that that's the whole premise of doing kindness curriculum and the awareness campaign that we're doing. And, you know, we have to emulate it ourselves. That's we go out and we do that. That's what Free to Love is all about. And we partner with people who have that like-minded spirit because there's strength in all that. You fight negative with a solution of positive, and that's how we're looking at this whole bullying issue, is through the aspect of spreading love and kindness. And we think it's powerful.
Yeah, it is powerful. You know, and one of the things that I know that as I've watched the powerful things that happen when I allow my kids to kind of be who they are and, you know, interact in the way they want to and, you know, let them answer the questions. I never let my kids get backed in a corner around, you know, addressing this whole gay thing. But one of the things that I always ask a lot of people, especially in my practice, is, you know, what is the thing that you think is going to be most hard for you being a gay parent? And I get answers, you know, well, you know, I think people are going to, you know, hate me, or, you know, they're going to really give my kids a hard time. I think sometimes, though, we miss some of the obvious stuff. So I'm just curious, is there anything that you, and we've got about a minute till we're going to go to break, but is there anything that you've found that's been really hard for you being a lesbian parent?
You know, not really. I mean, I think that we have just always stood in our integrity of who we are as people, and our kids see that, and I've never had any backlash on any level. I've never had any prejudice, and I think if we did, I think that we would just have a dialogue that would have the other person thinking, because I think that's a lot of that is fear, you know?
Yeah. And that's really important. And that's exactly where we're going to go to. And we're going to go to break here in just a minute. But I love that you brought up the fear aspect, because I think what's happening when you talk about people being free to love, it's that people are afraid that something's going to happen. And we're going to jump right into free to love. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk all about it. So we'll be back with you in just a few shakes and a few seconds, and keep on listening to the Coming Out Lounge.
You've been listening to The Coming Out Lounge, a safe space to be you and your truth with coming out coach Rick Clements. We'll be right back after these messages.
I look into the window of my mind.
Everyday Autism Miracles with Shannon Pinrod. Friday afternoons at 2, 1 Central on TogiNet.com. Life after an autism spectrum diagnosis doesn't have to be difficult. It can be joyful, happy, and filled with hope. Join Shannon Pinrod, author, speaker, coach, and mom of a six-year-old recovering from autism, for this inspirational hour of hope. She's even authored a series of children's autism books with her son, Jim. For more information about the books, Shannon, and Everyday Autism Miracles, go to her website, shannonpinrod.com. From there, you can also get to her other websites, blogs, and connections. On Everyday Autism Miracles, you'll hear stories from parents whose children have made miraculous strides. You'll also get the inside dish on therapies, treatments, supplements, and how to get funding to help you afford them. Miracles abound in the autism community. So tune in for Everyday Autism Miracles to listen, share, laugh, and surround yourself with hope. Everyday Autism Miracles with Shannon Pinrod. Friday afternoons at 2, 1 Central on TogiNet.com. Fertility. It's an extremely personal subject. Tune in Monday nights at 9, 8 Central for the Fertility Forum with infertility psychotherapist and expert Phyllis Martin on TogiNet.com. This is the show about infertility, gaining support, and information. Phyllis will assist you in navigating the disappointments and decisions that often accompany the difficult journey from diagnosis to conception, pregnancy to parenthood. She is passionate about her work and is an expert in the donor egg field, bringing both her personal and professional experience to all she does. Ms. Martin has extensive experience in helping patients cope with infertility, pregnancy loss, adoption, surrogacy, miscarriage, pregnancy termination, and creative family building. She knows what you're going through, and she's here to help. It's the Fertility Forum with your host, Phyllis Martin, Monday nights at 9, 8 Central on TogiNet.com.
Welcome Welcome back to the Coming Out Lounge with your host, Rick Clemens.
And welcome back, everybody. And we started at the top of the hour talking about what it would be like if you couldn't love someone. And now we're going to get right into the power behind this cause of Tanya's, the Free to Love organization, so that maybe we can prevent somebody from being bullied or being harassed. So first, before we go anywhere else, over on the right-hand side of my show page there on TogiNet Live, on the Coming Out Lounge show page, there's a button over there that says register for the special weekly gift offer. So this week, we are giving away a Free to Love t-shirt, thanks to Tanya, as well as a Free to Love bottle cap pendant. And I'm giving away a $50 gift certificate for any coaching session with Coming Out Coach Rick or for any of my workshop classes. So in order to register, you need a special bonus code. And that bonus code is COME, C-O-M-E, OUT. And that bonus code is going to play a real special place in an offer that I'm also making. Tanya's organization, Free to Love, is doing a fabulous fundraiser right now to help bring this Stop Bullying campaign into the schools. And her fundraiser, if you go to freetolove.org, is giving away beautiful stuff that you sign up for raffles. It can be tickets to go see Fran Drescher and her Happily Ever After show. There's some LA Kings memorabilia. Just go to the page while you're listening. Go to freetolove.org. You can see what's up there on the fundraiser. You need to write down that come out, C-O-M-E-O-U-T, because that's going to be the special code, not only to win the prizes, but also if you decide to register and get a raffle ticket, then you will also get me matching that raffle drawing. For the first five people, if you go buy a raffle ticket at Free to Love, I will match your purchase and you will get an extra raffle ticket. So we are going to move right on. Tanya, I'm going to open it up and I want to start with, why did you start Free to Love?
Well, I think as I mentioned a little bit at the top of the show, when my mom passed suddenly, it was a big sign that said that life is short and I need to do what I'm passionate about. And Kim and I and our girls as a family decided that we needed to take a stand against bullying. And that was really, really important for us. And so we launched that Free to Love. Let's see, officially November of last year. So we're a little over 7 months old, and we have partnered with about 20 celebrities, and we're a global movement that stands up to bullying. We go into schools, and we're an awareness campaign, and we partner with celebrities, actors, musicians, and advocates everywhere, and it's been a really wonderful experience.
That's really cool, and it is so powerful. And again, I'm going to push people over to the website. I want to make sure you know that it's free, the number two, and luv.org is the website. And you know what? There are so many great things over there on the website. I just got to tell you, I hope everybody just takes a moment, if you're listening live or if you download the show later today or tomorrow, it's $20, right, Tanya? $20 is a raffle ticket?
Yep.
For any,
yeah. Yep.
$20. Okay. So for those of you who are those avid and, you know, I'm going to say the coffee drinkers at our favorite coffee shops, that's four of your, you know, specialty coffee drinks. You know, $20 is a couple of meals out at a fast food restaurant. So go take a look at these things. I mean, we've got Mayim Bialik. We've got Thea Gill from Queer as Folk fame. We've got Gabby Ray. There's just all sorts of stuff. In fact, one of Lady Gaga's dancers is offering a free dance lesson with him, as well as it's getting videotaped. Think what you could do. $20 could help a kid avoid some bullying and make a difference in a kid's life. So who was your real, I know you talked about your mom, but who was the real inspiration behind this whole Free to Love organization?
Well, I think it's Kim and I. I mean, I think that when we were in the entertainment industry, we really wanted to do a program where we empowered young women to follow their passion. And we've always been very passionate about stuff like that. I mean, I've been raised, I have all sisters. My grandma was very, very, very instrumental in who I am as a person. My mother is one of the strongest human beings I knew. And I wanted to make sure that, you know, there's a thing with girls. I don't know what it is, but they should really embrace their power and embrace them as women instead of being catty. And a lot of media portrays them as not, you know, the cute one is not friendly, or, you know, the nerdy one is this way or whatever have you. And I think that women should really support women. And I think that that's part of, not that this program is for women, it's for everyone, but I think that's one of the reasons why we started this. We really wanted to go out and make a difference to youth everywhere.
Right. And I think that is what's so important. And, you know, we hear all sorts of messages, whether it's the Trevor Project or It Gets Better or the No Hate campaigns, all of these, every one of these organizations is doing beautiful work. But what I love is you've niched in a very special way, using your, you know, connections through the entertainment industry. And you're coming from an angle that, you know, if you're looking at Tanya's stuff or you find them on Facebook, I would encourage you to go find them on Facebook and, you know, support the cause just by, you know, liking them and then become part of the group. What I love is the messages that come out, they're just so simple. And they're not saying we're pushing a gay agenda or we're pushing a lesbian agenda. We're just saying, come on, let's be free to love. This is what I love about what Tanya's doing. And I guess the real question at this point, I know it's about bullying and it's about being free to love, but if you could, like, today hit a home run with this organization, what would be the biggest thing that you would really like to accomplish with this organization that you brought to life?
I think the whole thing is really spreading awareness that we're all unique, we're all individuals. Let's celebrate that. I think it's the, like I was saying, fear, you know, fear of the unknown or false evidence appearing real, as you've heard before. You know, I think that if we could all just celebrate who we are, we all have a purpose, then we're doing well. And I think that this should be at home. We should just start at home, but our kids are going to school and there needs to be some type of curriculum. And so we're doing art-inspired curriculum. I'm doing a series called Real Kids, Real Stories, Real Solutions, where kids are really instrumental and solving this issue and talking about it and making it a kinder, safer place for people to be in this world.
Well, I love this because you shared with me, and up on the show page is one of the videos that you shared with me this week. But what I love is you are literally going right to the heart of it. This isn't an organization that's like standing up and far removed and saying, do all this. I mean, you're in the heart of it. You're going to these, you know, schools, you're being with kids, you're filming kids, you're talking to kids. And I guess it's a really beautiful, you know, way to really get in touch. But I'm almost wondering, there's got to be some heartache that shows up every once in a while when you're with these kids.
It's really intense. I mean, I was just in LA filming this, the thing I just mentioned, the Real Kids, Real Stories, yep. Real Solutions. And, this was kid. The youngest kid was 6. The oldest was 14, and it was so powerful. These kids have stories that are real stories at this age. Like I don't, you know, like to have someone being pushed or beaten because they have glasses or because they don't look like someone or they're black or whatever have you is so disheartening to me. And the fact that that there's not a lot being done by it. Yeah. And to have these kids have real solutions, like this kid actually went into the principal's office and said, I want to have a youth advocacy group where we come together and we talk about how we can stop this bullying. And this is a 7-year-old child that was just so powerful. And the parents on the sideline were crying. It was just, it was very, very intense and beautiful at the same time because I know there's solutions.
Right. There are solutions. And so that kind of brings me to one of my questions. What is it you really, really need the most right now, Tanya?
Show me the money.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, yes, that's it. Because we're a nonprofit. And at this point, it's Kim and I and our girls. And we're going out to try to make a difference. We're doing awareness campaigns. We're going into schools. We're doing fundraisers. And that's what we need. We need support. We need support on that level. Or if someone has a school that they want to put our program into, we'd love to hear from you. We're really about raising awareness at this point. And, you know, like I said, we have cultivated the soil. We're 6 months, six to seven months old right now. We've kind of cultivated right. and planted some seeds. They're now starting to blossom.
Yeah.
And, you know, we need to keep our you know, it growing. And that's where we're at this point.
Yeah. So when you look at the landscape of other, you know, here you are, you're in the midst of all these other nonprofits, what would you say really makes you that little bit different than some of the ones we mentioned, like No Hate and the Trevor Project and, you know, It Gets Better? What is the real difference in your organization?
Well, I think that one of the main things is that we are really taking an awareness stance and really globally planting them in various places. I think that also we are doing art-inspired curriculum, which I think is really super important because I think through art, kids can talk about a lot of things and a lot of things that maybe you wouldn't get through. A lot of kids, when they bully, they don't understand or they don't realize the impact. And I think when you do it through art and you take it off them and you take it and put it onto an art-inspired project, it becomes right. like an aha moment. And I saw that because I did that in LA too. We did a project where we had the group draw a figure, and then they all created this person. And then we all called this person names. And then when we did that, we crumbled the paper. And then we, as a group, decided, how can we make this person feel better? And so as we started using positive reinforcement, we started to uncrumble the paper. And then what we realized is even though we did that, there were still the wrinkles and the scars. And that's the effect of bullying. And through that art-inspired project, people were like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like it was taken off them and put on a character that they made. So it became personal, but detached, if you know what I mean.
Exactly.
And it was so powerful.
Yeah. And it is powerful. And in the last segment, I really want to talk about some of this art stuff, because I think this is really the difference that Tanya makes in the schools and what she's doing, because she's coming from a place that is so powerful and so different. So we're going to take another quick break here in just a second. And I want you to think about the beauty of what you could do through the work of art to make a difference in a kid's life.
You've been listening to The Coming Out Lounge, a safe space to be you and your truth with coming out coach Rick Clements. We'll be right back after these messages.
I look into the window of my mind.
In today's business world, a helping hand or idea that doesn't come with an invoice is a treasured find. And if that happens to you, then you need to pay it forward to keep other entrepreneurs from making mistakes or getting a raw deal. It's called Paying It Forward with Josephine Gerasi, Wednesday mornings at 10, 9 a.m. Central. Josephine is going to have the guests describe their accomplishments, the lessons they've learned, both good and bad, and then sharing those pieces of knowledge as we create a movement of paying it forward. For more information about Josephine, her business, and background, you can go to mymomknowsbest.com. Josephine Gerasi has always been a problem solver. She saw this need and has turned it into a movement. It's Paying It Forward, with tips, tools, and advice, and hard lessons learned. These pieces of knowledge can make a huge difference for you, your business, and others. So join us for Paying It Forward with Josephine Gerasi, Wednesday mornings at 10 a.m., 9 a.m. Central, on DougieNet.com. Everyday Autism Miracles with Shannon Pinrod, Friday afternoons at 2, 1 Central, on DougieNet.com. Life after an autism spectrum diagnosis doesn't have to be difficult. It can be joyful, happy, and filled with hope. Join Shannon Pinrod, author, speaker, coach, and mom of a six-year-old recovering from autism, for this inspirational hour of hope. She's even authored a series of children's autism books with her son, Jim. For more information about the books, Shannon, and Everyday Autism Miracles, go to her website, shannonpinrod.com. From there, you can also get to her other websites, blogs, and connections. On Everyday Autism Miracles, you'll hear stories from parents whose children have made miraculous strides. You'll also get the inside dish on therapies, treatments, supplements, and how to get funding to help you afford them. Miracles abound in the autism community, so tune in for Everyday Autism Miracles to listen, share, laugh, and surround yourself with hope.
Everyday Autism Miracles with Shannon Penrod. Friday afternoons at 2, 1 Central on TogiNet.com.
Welcome back to the Coming Out Lounge with your host, Rick Clemens.
And we're back and we're talking about real kids, real stories, real solutions with my guest, Tanya Sandis from Free to Love. And before we jump back into the conversation and we head into this final segment of the show, I just want to make sure that everybody knows what's up for grabs this week. Number one, there's a Free to Love t-shirt. Number two, there's a Free to Love bottle cap pendant. And there's also a $50 gift certificate from me over there on the right-hand side of the show page. Just go ahead and click on the special offer, weekly offer, and get registered for those. And my bonus offer to anyone who's listening who goes to the freetolove.org website, and that's free, the number two, L-U-V.org website, and buys a raffle ticket for any of those great fundraising projects that Tanya's got there. The first five people who buy a raffle ticket and put in the code, the bonus code for everything this week is come out. C-O-M as in Mary, E as in Edward, out. I will match your raffle ticket. It's kind of like that buy one, get one free. So, Tanya, let's talk a little bit about these prizes. I know I can look at them, but tell me the hot ones that you think are really great that should inspire someone to go buy a raffle ticket right now.
Well, I don't know if you are a QAF fan, anybody out there, but Thea Gill, who is an amazing human being, has pulled from her personal collection to give us memorabilia from QAF, which in its autograph, it's very cool. Like we have the wedding announcement from her, Lindsay and Mel's wedding. We have all types of really cool stuff from her. And if you go on our website, there's a little drop-down menu, and it'll tell you the items listed. And so she's really hot, and it's very cool. And then Fran Dresser, not only is she, like, the coolest human being on the planet, she's given us a really cool pack. You can actually have a VIP ticket to go and be on her set. She signed a script. She wrote a beautiful book called Being Wendy that is all about being yourself, which is phenomenal, and a Free Love t-shirt signed. She's been really hot. If you are a sports fan, we have amazing sports pack stuff, which is really, really cool. We have the Kings signed puck, which is nice. We have the Storm. The Seattle Storm has a whole pack, which is tickets and signed basketball by the whole team. Just really cool stuff. I mean, there's really a lot of stuff.
Now, yeah. I just have to let everybody know, this is just Rick. I'm going to butt in and say it. I've already won the Fran Drescher pack, so nobody else gets it, okay? I need to connect with this woman. Her husband came out of the closet just like I did, so her and I have a commonality here, so you can go ahead. I want you to spend the money. Go ahead, buy those tickets, but I'm going to win it, so there's no getting around that. So, but this is such cool stuff.
I will tell you that Fran is one of our hottest sellers, I will say to you. She's phenomenal.
Yeah.
And that's another thing about our ambassadors. They really, for the most part, we speak to them. You know, like with Maya Bialik of Big Bang, she's always been dubbed like the queen of originality from Blossom to, you know, Big Bang Theory.
Right.
And so she really stands for what Free to Love is all about, being yourself, being unique. And with Fran, her whole thing is love is love. Like you mentioned, she was married to a man who was gay, and she took that and she celebrates it. And she just thinks love is love. It's, you know, it's phenomenal. And then Gabby Ray, who is this 14-year-old vocalist that is insane, who's been bullied. You know, it's all these people who really believe in it. And I think that's what's really powerful about Free to Love as well, is that we have people who really stand by our messaging.
Absolutely.
And I think that's really important. Yeah.
That's really cool. So before the break, we were talking about a little bit about this art-inspired curriculum. And I remember one of the very first conversations I ever had with Tanya when she was telling me about these celebrities who were doing t-shirts and stuff. So why don't you just share a little bit about that too, Tanya?
Yeah, that's another thing, is we really want to have our advocates, you know, and our ambassadors really be part of this. And we have people like Lisa Kudrow, who's designing a t-shirt, Carmen Electra, Fran Dresser did one, Patricia Hastings from The Descendants. and Gabrielle Anwar. They're all designing T-shirts for Cause, which is our Free to Love cause. And those are all available at our store at shopfreetolove.org. And so it's you know, we're really utilizing art to inspire, to get people to think. We have a really cool T-shirt that says "Friends Don't Let Friends Bully," and it says "Speak Up" on it. And we feel that that's an important part of what we're doing as well.
Yeah. Well, and here's what I love about this art-centered curriculum, you know, with the real kids and all this stuff, is that, and I know as a coach, sometimes I will use this technique with a client, is when you put someone into an artistic frame of mind, 9 times out of 10, it opens them up and things begin to flow. And they begin to communicate in a way that they normally wouldn't do that. And I'm sure you've witnessed this firsthand working with the kids, that the moment they're in this kind of art-centered sort of space, things begin to relax. They begin to just what they're either painting or drawing or singing or doing, there's subtle little messages that begin to come out. And it can be really, really, really powerful. Have you witnessed any of that, Tanya?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, we've been doing some really cool stuff with art academies. And, you know, I just have to say out loud is that, you know, hate is a learned behavior. Kids are out there wanting to love, and they don't know the difference between sexuality or color or religion. They, you know, go spend time in a different country and just interact and watch kids interact without even having the same language or understanding. And so we did this art-inspired project with a company called Viridian Art Academy. Mm-hmm. And we just threw out the word, what does free to love mean to you? Without any, that's all we said. And these are, again, young kids all the way up to, I think, 14 again. And some of the art that we got back and their interpretation was so cool. You can actually check it out on our Free to Love Facebook page under our art gallery.
Yep.
But, like, we had a little kid who actually put the flag of the man on the moon, and instead of saying American flag, it said free to love. And to me, that was so profound that, you know, that it is one giant step for mankind for us to all be free to love. And I just think, wow, that's really powerful. You know, that was really super powerful. We had another kid who did a lineup of various kids and all different types of, you know, dresses, and some had like bandanas on, and they just had this dialogue box just saying, you know, celebrate being you. And this, again, like I want to mention, there was no interpretation of what it was. It's their interpretation.
Right.
And that's what I like about it. It's powerful.
You know, and I really encourage everybody to go look at Tanya's Facebook page, because there is some incredible art there. And go ahead and like them, because the stuff that comes out from Free to Love really makes you just pause and think, because it is so indiscriminate about who it's targeting or what it's saying. It is about stepping into this space of being free to love. And I love what you just shared about the young boy, because this is one of those moments when you realize how much we as human beings become these learned behavior animals. In fact, just before the show, it's so funny that you said what you just said. I was on Facebook and somebody had posted a photo of some guy, and I'm sure he must have been at a pride parade somewhere, because it is Pride Month, yay. And his sign actually said, "I was born this way, but you learned your religion." And I thought, this is so powerful. So anything else you want to say real quick about Free to Love? Because I want to launch something new now that we're into the second show. I want to launch something new that I will do with each of my guests. But it's time for you to give that one last big plug here, Tanya. Anything else you need to say?
Well, you know, it takes a village. And I want every one of you to come be part of our tribe and come support us. We need voices. We need people to help us get the word out. If you can't buy a raffle ticket, which we hope you can, come support us through spreading the word, liking us, tweeting about us, talking to your schools about, talk to your kids, talk to your kids about, celebrating everybody. You know, let's spread kindness. Let's do the best gift we can give our kids is allowing them to be them and celebrating that, and not have them look like some airbrushed character on a billboard or on a TV show.
Absolutely. So for Tanya's benefit, the site is free, F-R-E-E, the number 2, L-U-V as in Victor, .org. Just go look them up on Facebook using that same way. And come on, folks, $20. $20 is all it takes to enter, buy a raffle ticket, and get your chance to be with Fran Drescher. But again, I'm going to win that, so no worries. So here we go. We're going to go into the rapid fire questions that I want to do with each of my wonderful guests that comes on the show. And these are just quick questions. Just answer them as quickly as you can, Tanya. So what's the funniest thing about being a lesbian?
Being a lesbian, that people say I have one. I know one of them. That's the funniest thing.
Yeah. So who's your hero?
Kim, my partner.
That's wonderful. Name a gay or lesbian icon, dead or alive, that you'd love to have dinner with.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Okay. What hurts you most about being a lesbian?
You know, that's hard for me because I don't feel like it's been anything that would hurt me, but I guess people not really understanding me or knowing me as a person.
What's the best thing about being a lesbian?
That I'm free to be me.
What's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Be yourself.
Who had the most impact in your coming out process?
Let's see. I guess Kim.
What makes you most proud as a lesbian?
I think to be most proud as a person is just that I am true to who I am, and I am who I am, like it or love it. I have good times and bad times.
Yeah. And what's the best piece of advice you could give someone coming out?
I think that you have to stay true to who you are, and if you need help, to surround yourself with people who can support you through the process. And know that you are loved. And if your family doesn't support you, then I suggest and I encourage you that families aren't necessarily biological.
Exactly. Wow, we did it. Okay, well, Tanya, I want to thank you for being on the show. And next week, make sure you tune in. We're going to be doing a head-to-head he said, she said with another coming out coach, Denise LaFrance. She came out late in life, just like I did. So you're going to get coming out advice. You're going to get the viewpoints from late bloomers of what it's like to come out in your 30s and 40s. And we're going to talk about everything else you need to know about coming out. Again, I'm coming out Coach Rick. Thanks for joining. And don't forget, step out, step up, and step in to living your powerful truth each and every day.
Thank you for joining us today with the Coming Out Lounge with your host, Rick Clements. Make sure you tune in with us next week, same time, same place, for the Coming Out Lounge.